Welcome to Lectio. I'm so thankful for this time that is set apart to still our bodies and minds and encounter God's heart. As usual, I will read the scripture three times. Following the scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to listen to God. Let this time and these words of scripture draw you closer to God's heart. First thing you need to do is to make sure that you're in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Take the time you need to become still. Use your breath to help your body relax. Allow a few moments to become centered. You are here in this place, in this chair, with your feet on the ground, on the earth. And God's going to meet you right here. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Jesus, our Prince of Peace, help us in these moments to still our bodies and our minds and turn our attention to you. We're living in times of uncertainty. Remind us of your constant presence and provision. Draw us to your heart and help us to recognize your voice and fill us with your peace. I will read the passage through once. Look for a word or phrase that captures your attention, and in the quiet that follows, hold on to that word. It may be a central word in the text, or it may seem to be peripheral, but this isn't about the text. It's about God using his Holy Scripture to speak into your heart and into your life. So in the first 3 minutes of quiet, just listen and rest. Our scripture is Isaiah 11, 1-5. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. I will read the text again. This time, don't just rest with the word. This time, explore it with your imagination and your senses. How does this word or phrase connect with your life? What does it remind you of? What does it cause you to remember? Are there any sounds or smells or senses that go along with this word as it connects to your life? What connections is God showing you? Isaiah 11:1-5. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. I will read the text a third time. This time during the quiet, look for an invitation from God. God welcomes us and loves us just as we are. And yet, he continually works to transform us into more, to become more in his image. What is God offering or suggesting to you from this scripture, from this conversation that you're having with him? Remember, you don't have to. God invites, he does not require. But how will your life and the world be different if you say yes to this invitation from God? Isaiah 11, 1-5. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Now the time for noticing, listening, and pondering is done. During these next moments, rest, enveloped in God's presence and peace. Rest knowing that you are loved, that you don't have to do anything to become loved, but that you are loved because God is love, and he always looks at you with the eyes of love. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness in the center of God's presence. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect with your breath again, and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.